It's called the Community Day Center, a facility run by the United Nations where those in need can access health care and get help with food and accommodation. Hundreds of migrants, refugees, and asylum seekers, including women and children, are gathered here, but the doors are closed in the face of overwhelming crowds.
Where is the humanity? Where are the countries? We are refugees. We did not die of hunger and thirst, but we want our dignity because human dignity is the most important thing.
The UN's refugee agency told us they deeply regret suspending some services at this office. They say they are working with their partners to help people reach hospitals for critical treatment. A security crackdown carried out by Libyan security services last week saw thousands of migrants and refugees arrested. They were put in detention centers in what a different UN agency, the International Organization for Migration, calls deplorable and overcrowded conditions. 2,000 migrants broke out of the El Mabani detention center on Friday. Gunfire can be heard in video showing their escape. Six migrants were reported killed and over 24 injured. There was chaos on the streets of Tripoli as those who escaped ran through residential areas.
We're absolutely devastated by the indiscriminate use of live ammunition inside the perimeter of a detention center, resulting in these six deaths.
Back in front of the UN building, some tell us they spent years in detention. Ahmed says he came to Libya from Sudan in 2017 to attempt to travel to Europe.
Then I tried to cross the sea in 2017, the same year, in August. But unfortunately, I didn't. Some problems happened in the boat. Then they catch us and they return us back to Tripoli, to detention place. And we stayed there for 2 years. They move us from Tajour to Enzara, and the organization come there, UNHCR, and they register our names there. But unfortunately, they didn't do anything to us. They didn't find any solution in order to evacuate us.
The UNHCR has asked asylum seekers and refugees urgently needing assistance to use helplines and to avoid approaching its offices in person, for the time being, for their own safety.
The Ministry of Interior has called for humanitarian flights to resume, but the UN says it's Libyan authorities that have suspended the much-needed flights for most of this year. Until the flights are operating normally, many migrants will be left worrying about their fate in the coming weeks and months. Malik Traina, Al Jazeera, Tripoli.